Weird Al Yankovic's ridiculously self-indulgent, ill-advised vanity tour making a stop at the Virginia Theater this Friday night here in Champaign, and I am pleased to be talking with his drummer, John Bermuda Schwartz. John, thanks for joining me today.
Well, thanks for having me.
And this show, as we said, this is not, and I've seen you guys when you've stopped here before the past couple of years, the big multimedia, the suits, you know, everything that kind of Weird Al and you guys are famous for. This is nowhere near that kind of show.
Well, this tour is pretty much, this is kind of a love letter to the fans. This is really just, it's mostly originals, a lot of stuff we've never played live before. And it's for the long time of the hardcore fans, the ones who maybe weren't alive when we did some of these on tour, and others who say, well, we like your originals as much or maybe more than the parodies. You know, you don't play enough originals in concert. And so this concert is just for them. There's no costumes, no video, no nothing. It's none of the production that we've had for about the last 25, 30 years. And it's just us playing. And it's going over very well. It's a very good show.
Yeah, I was going to ask, because this is, like you said, this is really kind of a hardcore thing. You know, you're not going to hear, you know, Fat or Eat It or White Nerdy, anything like that. But you may hear some of that older stuff and, you know, things that, or maybe even forgot about, like Stuck in a Closet with Vanna White or something like that.
Well, we might. That's in the rotation. We're rotating. We're doing a different set every night as
sure.
well. So we're kind of on our toes, and anybody that comes to see more than one or two shows is going to see a fairly different show each night. So we're rotating 52 originals throughout the set. You know, about every 2 weeks they all get heard. There's a couple of parodies at the very end. I mean, we have to do a couple of things. We've got a little medley we do that in, but largely it's the original songs and a couple of twists on some of them. And we've also got we do one fresh, just normal cover song every night, and only once. So that audience gets to hear one song one time from us. So we in Boston, we did Dirty Water, for example. We did Uncontrollable Urge by Devo. We did Freebird last night. You know, it's just you never know what we're going to do.
Talking with John Bermuda Schwartz, the drummer with Weird Al. They're making a stop at the Virginia Theater this Friday night. You're also going to be appearing at Skins and Tins Friday night right near the News Gazette building here in downtown Champaign. What brought that appearance on? From what I understand, you know the owners over there pretty well.
Well, Terry and Liz and I go back many, many, many years, and I've been to the shop before. It's a great shop. It's at a time when a lot of the small shops and independent shops are closing. They've hung in there. They're great folks. It's a great place. I bought stuff from them before. I mean, they have some very cool stuff there. I'll be there from 5 to 6 p.m. on Friday, just before the show, just kind of saying hi and maybe doing a little mini clinic and talking about the business or, you know, answering questions about Weird Al or signing an autograph or whatever people want to talk about. If someone wanders by, you know, take some photos, you know, whatever, just hanging out there.
And so that's coming up Friday night, 5 to 6 before the show here at the Virginia. How has response been on this tour so far? You know, just looking at some of the, you know, critic reviews, you know, online, it seems everybody has been fairly pleased. How have you guys perceived the response to the tour so far?
Well, we're also very pleased and initially I think a little surprised because we really didn't know how this was going to work out. You know, this was aimed at the hardcore fans. We deliberately booked kind of mid-sized theaters on this tour, and we really weren't sure how it was going to do. And right off the bat, we knew, you know, it was a hit. These have been mostly sold-out shows. Audience response has been great. Nobody wandered in and said, "Hey, where's the costumes?" You know, they all knew what they were getting. And it's what they wanted. I mean, this is really, like I said, it's a love letter to the fans.
And we talked a little bit before we got started here. You know, myself, I was, you know, a preteen adolescent when I discovered Weird Al, and that's kind of how it mostly works out. My son is 12. We'll both be at the show Friday night. That's really kind of how people get started. And as we said, you kind of renew fans every generation that way.
Well, our audience is, it's a very wide demographic. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got a lot of our fans from 35 years ago, and every several years there's a new group of fans that crops up, and that's mostly because the parodies we do are of current songs. So we get the kind of junior high school, college crowd a little bit, and but we've hung on to the older fans as well. So in the audience there's going to be, you know, 8 and 10-year-olds, and there's going to be 65-year-olds. I mean, it's a very wide spread. I mean, we're one of those bands that's hung on to and as well as developed a new audience as we go.
Has this tour concept been in the works for a while, or did it get to a point of, you know, let's just try something different?
Well, it was about trying something different, but it was in the works already before we finished the last tour in 2016. Mm-hmm. You know, Al was already preparing to do the No Frills Tour is the short name of the whole thing. And it was all about just playing and concentrating on the originals and giving the audience, giving the fans stuff that they really haven't heard in a long time or maybe never before. I mean, we had to learn and relearn a ton of stuff. I mean, there's things we never played as a band. So it was an interesting rehearsal process and kind of reliving a lot of this stuff. And we got a few twists on some of the songs. And it's a lot of fun, and it's fun for the audience who, if they come to a couple of shows, see different songs. But it's fun for us as well because we get to play a different set every night.
Yeah, you recorded it once for the album, however many years ago, and then that was it. You moved on to something else. So
in a lot of cases, yeah.
So I would guess, you know, going back in that catalog, you know, there was also did we do this? You know, maybe some of those for coming up on Friday night with the show, with the concert. And we talked, you know, No Frills. This is kind of a laid-back, not a little bit of audience interaction, but just kind of almost like as it's been described, an unplugged storytellers type of show.
Well, a little bit. I mean, we still rock. I mean, this is an acoustic show, but the storyteller part is exactly right. Al, really, for the first time in many, many years, is able to really talk to the audience between songs and talk about the songs a little bit. We really didn't have. I mean, it was a very planned out, produced show and very nonstop, and it was 2 hours every night, and that's what it was. And it was a great show, but there were really very few gaps in which Al could, you know, there was one where he would say, you know, hello, Champagne,
for sure,
for example. And that was one gap where he actually could stop for a second. And there were a couple more, but really in what we're doing on this tour is what most bands do. They play a song and they can talk to the audience, or they can take a little breath before they go to the next one, and they're not running back and changing costumes every two or three songs like we've done for years. I mean, so this is very, you know, the three guys are up front, Ruben on keyboards and I are in the back, and the guys are basically sitting on stools and on a big oriental rug. But again, it's not unplugged. It's
right.
Not an acoustic show, but it's a very relaxed and very personal, you know, it's really nice. I mean, it's a very good presentation.
It's the ridiculously self-indulgent, ill-advised Vanity Tour this Friday at the Virginia Theater. Again, John Bermuda Schwartz, the drummer with Weird Al, they're on tour. You'll be appearing at Skins and Tins this Friday night. Yeah, I am really looking forward to seeing the show this coming Friday night.
Well, thanks. We'll do a good one for you.
Thanks for joining me today.
Oh, thank you, Bill. It was my pleasure.